Pepper Young's family. Pepper Young's family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message. Although it is a little early to celebrate the sale of the Coronet Lake property, because there still might be some slip before the deal goes through, the Youngs just can't help counting on it as already settled. It must go through. Mr. Young draws a long breath of relief as he surveys the quiet living room and says,
"Well, I hope I'm not counting my chickens before they're hatched. I've been trying not to marry, but well, if this thing goes through, if I could actually make you a present of this house, I'd feel as if I'd gone a long ways toward getting back on my feet again."
"It means a lot to you, doesn't it, Sam?"
"Oh, yes, it does, Mary. Perhaps because this house is a symbol to me. It stands for our life together. It's so wrapped up with marrying you, Mary, and coming here to live and having the youngsters born here and watching them grow up. I just can't see life without it. And yet, if we can't afford to buy it, the fellow who owns it's got a perfect right to sell it to somebody else, hasn't he?"
"Well, yes, I suppose he has. But he's not going to, Sam. Did you call up Mr. Walters and tell him that Kurt's talked to Mr. Phillips in Chicago?"
No. I'll do it right away. Although, Mary, maybe I ought to wait till tomorrow and see if Brewster hands over the check."
"No, call him up now and tell him that Mr. Phillips wants us to have it if it's possible. There's no harm in that."
All right. I'll do it. If only because it makes me feel good to talk as if the matter were clinched, huh? Do you know Walters' number?"
"Maine 0992.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Hello? Hello, hello. Is this you, Walters? Well, this is Sam Young. Yeah. Well, I think I've got good news for you. Or rather, it's good news for us. Well, here it is. Kurt Bradley talked to Phillips in Chicago this afternoon and then telephoned me. And Phillips will go along with most any terms we arrange so we can buy back our house, huh? How about that?" "Well, yes, he told that to Bradley, yeah." "Well, now look, Walters, there's just one matter that all this hinges on, and I think it'll be cleared up tomorrow morning. In fact, I know it will. Yeah. And I'll call you direct, yes." "Why, sure. I know you're glad. And we are, too. Yeah. All right. I'll tell Mrs. Young. Yeah. Goodbye."
"What did he say?"
"Oh, a lot of stuff about feeling that the place really belonged to us anyway, and being glad we contacted Phillips and hoping that I'd be around to see him early in the morning. Because, you see, these other people are still keen about the house, Mary."
"Well, the very idea of their being keen about my house."
"Yeah, the idea. Nobody's got a right to be keen about this house, have they, Mary? Except us."
"Certainly not. Oh, Sam, don't you love this living room?"
"Oh, yes. Yeah. But you know, Mary, it looks a little shabby."
"Oh, what a thing to say."
"Well, it does."
"Nothing of the sort. It's just lived in."
"Lived in. Well, that's another way of putting it. But, you know, honey, it wouldn't do this furniture any harm to have new covers. Yeah, and I think the new curtains might be an addition, too. And say, look up there. You know, that ceiling could stand the going over, don't you think so? Yes, Mary, I'm afraid shabby's the word for it. But I'm like you. I like it the way it is.
You know, I had a feeling things were going to break for you, Sam. This has been such a long, hard summer."
"Well, might have been worse. I suppose if we hadn't had a little tucked away, it'd have been much worse. And then Kurt's getting a job made me feel better."
"Mm-hmm."
"Yeah, but honestly, Mary, I do think that managing this project might be just the kind of thing I could do pretty well, don't you?
Oh, of course I do.
Mm. And perhaps if I'm able to raise the money for this particular home for retarded children, you know, Mary, that there might be others in other parts of the country that I could put through, too. And I'd be doing something constructive as well as making a little money. Why, we wouldn't need very much, Mary, just enough to make payments on this house and keep us going.
Oh, I think you'll make a wonderful manager, Sam. Particularly if your heart is in it, and your heart will be in it.
You bet your life it will, Mary. You know, I've got all sorts of plans. But as I told the kids, the first thing I want to do is to take it up with Goodwin. If we start this campaign, Mary, with a big newspaper publicity campaign, and then have a meeting in the town hall with Mr. Brewster or somebody, telling them all about it, I think we can launch it with a bang. You know, it's just an ideal spot for the children up in the lake there. You know, it's far enough away so that they won't be objects of curiosity to passers-by. And why, there's enough acreage so they can have lots of playgrounds.
Mr. Brewster said he'd see you tomorrow, didn't he, Sam?
Yeah, yeah. And you know, Mary, I hate to say it, but I'm almost afraid to see him.
Why?
Well, I'm so afraid there may be a slip-up somewhere that somebody may have decided to... Well, they may have decided on some other spot rather than Elmwood. But in spite of the fact that I think it's all set, I'm not going to count on it, Mary. I'm not going to count on it till the money's actually in hand.
Oh, Sam, those are just words. You are counting on it heavily, and so am I. So let's count on it heavily and have the fun of being sure that everything's going to be all right. It's been so long since anything's come along like this where you've got any breaks.
Well, if I could only get this house free and clear and be sure that you'd have a place to live in no matter what happened to me,
Sam.
And...
Huh? Don't talk about anything ever happening to you.
Oh, but...
Please.
Darling, that's what the man of the house thinks about or ought to think about. What's going to happen to his womenfolk if something happens to him?
Then there wouldn't be any life left for me if something happened to you. You know that.
I just want you to have your own home, Mary. And be sure that you can stay here with the kids or do whatever you like.
It wouldn't even be home to me, Sam, if you weren't in it.
Hey, stop talking like that, Mary. Stop talking like that.
Sam, is that a car stopping at our door?
Yeah, sounds like it. I'll go see.
We'll be back with the Youngs in a moment after this message.
I hoped I'd find you in.
Well, hello, Mary. You remember Mr. Brewster?
Oh, I certainly
yes,
do.
Yes, good evening, Mr. Chandler.
Good evening, Mr. Brewster. Won't you come in?
Thank you. I believe I will.
Well, come right into the living room, Mr. Brewster.
Mr. Young, I came over here tonight instead of waiting until tomorrow to hand you this check.
To hand it? You mean it's gone through? You mean you've bought Coronet Lake?
That is right, and I'm just as pleased as you are, Mr.
Young. Oh.
I suppose I could have waited until tomorrow morning, except that I'm so delighted that the other two who came down here with me have sort of come around to my way of thinking and decided that this is the ideal location for the home.
Well, now, Mr. Brewster, that's good news. That's real fine news. And Mary and I are just as tickled as you are. Perhaps a little more so.
Oh, I doubt that you could be. I can't tell you how many places we looked at before we came here and how many more that were on the list to be looked at. It seemed to be a hopeless job to find not only the right location, but the right kind of a town with the right kind of people in it to back up this project.
Well, Elmwood's just the place, Mr. Brewster. You know, we know practically everybody here, and they're all real people who'd want to lend a hand in any way possible.
Good. And, Mr. Young, I have some more news. I've had confirmation of your appointment to manage the project. They've looked you up, and everything they've found out about you has been most satisfactory.
Well, Mr. Brewster, I thank you.
We feel we're mighty lucky to get a man like you to run things for us here, and we hope we can pay you enough to make it worth your while.
I just wish I were in a position to do it for nothing, Mr. Brewster.
I realize that, Mr. Young, but after all, this will have to be a full-time job. And as such, we'd like to pay you a fat salary, but on all projects like this, we can pay only what is called a living wage.
That's all right, Mr. Brewster. And look, will you please tell your associates that I'll do my best to justify their confidence in me?
Congratulations, Sam Young. A few of the good things seem to have come to you at last. A chance to buy your own house, security for your family, and an opportunity to work for a cause you believe in. And now a message from our sponsors. Tomorrow, Sam Young gives the editor of the Free Press a scoop. Be sure to join us on Pepper Young's Family. John Scott speaking. Pepper Young's Family is a modern drama production.